Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mr. Aloy Nyamazana, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you, my brother?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Lovely. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Now, we're talking about conducting effective meetings. Now, whether one is a manager, supervisor, team leader, or even an employee, conducting meetings gives one the opportunity to share ideas and information, collaborate with the co-workers, and address important issues and goals. So knowing how to properly conduct a meeting helps one to run the organization more efficiently. Now, Mr. Nyamazana, what makes an effective meeting?
Okay, so what makes an effective meeting is, number one, planning. You need to invest in planning the meeting, and sometimes even our asking ourselves if we need the meeting. Some meetings are not necessary. So you notice that if we invest in planning, we may not even need the meeting. So I think it's about planning, making sure that you have a clear agenda. The agenda is communicated. People are aware of their roles and responsibility in the meeting and what you want to discuss and all those things. So basically, I think it's planning and also ensuring that after the meeting, you come up, actually during the meeting, you come up with clear action points. What are you going to be doing? Because if you're not careful, meetings can end up being tortures, where even in the next meeting, you might also continue discussing one thing without implementing whatever you've discussed. So we need to come up with clear roles and responsibility, timelines in terms of what needs to be done. So all those things need to be very clear if people are doing meetings.
But very important. Now, take us through the best way. You said preparing for the meeting is important, but what are the best way to prepare for that meeting then?
So number one, the best way of preparing the meeting is to set maybe the date to say when we want to meet. Number two, do we need to meet? I think I continue talking about this. Do we really need to meet? That's because sometimes you may actually think that you need a meeting, while it's maybe a discussion that you need between, maybe that need to be done between two people, and a decision is made. So number one is to say, when are we going to have the meeting? What are we going to be discussing? Who do we need to be in the meeting? That's very important as well, because we may also end up having with people in the meeting, but that may not actually add value. And number four, we also need to ensure that we have clear agenda. Is our agenda clear? Do we also have minutes of the previous meeting? Where are we going to have the meeting? For how long is the meeting going to take? Who is going to take notes? Who is going to take minutes? And who is also going to be our timekeeper during the meeting? Who is going to chair the meeting? All those things need to be very clear. And even coming up with a person who is going to be responsible for following up on issues that would have been, that you are going to discuss in the meeting. So all those things, they are part of the planning process to identify the right people, the personnel, and all those things, so that we can actually have a very effective meeting.
Now, very important. How does a leader then keep the agenda on course? I mean, one of the things that you talked about is making sure that there's an agenda that is there for the meeting. So how does the leader then keep make sure that, because I sometimes go to these meetings and attend a meeting and you discover that, man, doesn't look like we're on the agenda anymore. So how does the leader then keep on that agenda and avoid distractions and irrelevant side conversations?
Thank you so much. So what could happen is that the chairperson or the person who's chairing the meeting should work closely with the secretary. These people are very crucial when conducting a meeting, and also the timekeeper as well, because the chairperson needs to be kept in check, and that's number one. So number one is to ensure that you have an agenda and you are following the agenda. But when the chairperson of the meeting is failing to do that, it is the responsibility of the secretary of the note taker to say, you know what, I think we are now diverting from our agenda. May you stick to the agenda. Even the timekeeper will say, this issue that you are now discussing, given our time, we may not be able to exhaust it, and it's outside of our agenda. So the timekeeper, the secretary, and the chairperson should work hand in hand. But it's also very, very important for the chairperson to ensure that he or she keeps the discussion in line to make sure that there's no diverting and also doing other things that are not part of that of the conversation. So a chairperson has to be very firm and has to be very decisive. But so many times the challenge that happens or the temptation that happens is to want to entertain everyone, including people who are bringing irrelevant issues into the meeting. It is the responsibility of the chairperson to avoid the temptation of entertaining everything and everyone. We need to make sure that we are keeping in check. So even the chairperson, the people who chair this meeting, I think there's also a need of training and maybe having this conversation that we're having. Even in church settings, we have seen that happening to say we spend 2 hours in a big church board meeting, nothing concrete is discussed because the chairperson just keeping on entertaining everyone who is making their submission, which is a very big challenge. But the other issue is also to avoid too much AOBs. You know, those are some of the things that come through and distract and disturb the meeting. Because AOBs, we are basically saying we are not organized and they are bringing in other business, which is not necessarily part of the meeting. So if you are very much organized, you would also try as much as possible to avoid what you call any other business.
You know, I've seen meetings. I was actually, interestingly, I attended one meeting last night for a community, and one member of the meeting, you know, when the chair was like, listen, but please go straight to the point so that we can finish up. You've been talking for a while and we're not getting to your point. So get to your point. Stop going sideways. Stop making all the unnecessary commentary because there are people who need to go there. The gentleman responded quite angrily to say that, chairperson, you're not going to censor me here. I need to talk. This is not your meeting. This is our meeting. I thought to myself, I'm going to ask Aloy about this one.
Yeah, now that's a very complex situation. We do have people like that. We do have people like that. But I think one attribute that a meeting chairperson needs to have is also people management skills.
Okay.
You need to have skills of managing difficult people. I'm one person who believes that people should be managed, even those that appear like difficult. So maybe what you can do, if you realize that you have a person like that in a meeting, you find a way of managing him or her in a manner that does not continue disturbing the meeting. Mm-hmm. For example, acknowledging and appreciating that, I know your point is very valid. Is it okay if we can come back to it maybe on the next meeting or we add it on the agenda for the next meeting? Mm-hmm. We really appreciate your point. We accept that you're raising a very valid point, but would you allow us to then table it in the next meeting? That's a way of managing a person.
Ah, I see. So that the person does not feel that they're being censured or anything like that.
Exactly. So it's acknowledge that whatever they are bringing into the meeting, and that's important, and whatever they are bringing might also be important to them. Mm-hmm. So you need to acknowledge and appreciate that, no, what you are saying is important, we value your input, but we do allow us to then put it on the next agenda. So we are not throwing away the issue that they are proposing, but they are just saying, for now, let's focus on this. So you need to, that's how people are managed.
Very, very important. Now, lastly, before I let you go, how should one follow up after conducting a meeting?
I think that's where we then need to assign each other roles and responsibilities to say who is. So if we assign each other roles and responsibilities, clear action plans, deadlines, and timelines, we can agree in a meeting to say, okay, who is going to follow up on this? When are we going to report and how? So it has to be clear. We may not come up with a specific person to follow up on issues discussed during the meeting. It could be a teamwork to say, you are going to follow up on this action, you are going to follow up on this action, you assign each other roles and responsibility. Maybe also agree on a platform for feedback to say, how are we going to give each other feedback in terms of progress? But of course, in a Kanban setup, in an organizational setup, it's then the responsibility of the manager to ensure that he only has the overall responsibility of coordinating, ensuring that things are done.
Now, something is coming up. You know, I've been to meetings where, you know, people will be hailing, order, order, Chairperson. And the whole thing becomes chaos. No, I want to raise my point of order. And is that supposed to be the way we run and accept behavior in a meeting?
If you find yourself in that situation, then it means you're having a meeting with politicians.
Yeah.
It's also now, those things normally happen in parliament, but I've also seen that happening even in community meetings, even in church meetings. People are just shouting from nowhere.
I've seen it in church meetings and community meetings, actually.
That's not the way things should happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also then takes us to the issue of saying, do we have the right people in the meeting? Because if we have the right people in the meeting who are serious about whatever we are discussing, you know, we will not have such instances and scenarios. So I think it's also identifying, say, do we really have the right people in the meeting who are serious about moving forward the cause that you are discussing and all those things. So it also takes us back to the issue of planning.
Interesting stuff. Well, Aloy, I must let you go. Thank you so much for coming through. It's been a fantastic one and always a pleasure, by the way, talking to you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, my brother. I also enjoyed this conversation. It's very eye-opening and informative.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.